Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord once again, and welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth. This is Elder Lydia, and I am your host. God bless you for being with me once again for the Heart of Forgiveness. Amen. I hope that everyone is having a wonderful Resurrection Day on today. It is a sobering thing when we think back on what the Lord has done for us. Amen. Let's begin with some scriptures. I hope you have your pen, your Bible, and a notebook ready, because you know I always give you plenty of scriptures to go back for your self-study so that you go back. We're all learning how to be servants of God Almighty, and we want to do that by studying His Word and getting to know what it is that He would have for us to do and who He is. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to look at some scriptures on forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. The King James Version is my preferred scripture, and it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Acts 3:19, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Colossians 1:13-14 says, for he has reserved us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Daniel 9:9. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. My Lord. Ephesians 1:7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. You know, there's something that I would just like to interject and say, even before we go forward, is there is a condition to our forgiveness. Every word in Scripture is absolutely true, but there is a condition. Now let's continue forward. Hebrews 10:17, it says, then he adds, their sin and lawless acts I will remember no more. Isaiah 1:18, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Isaiah 43:25-26. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case of your innocence. Micah 7:18-19. Who is a God like you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You would tread our sins underfoot and hurl out all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. Remember, we talked about a condition. There's a condition that lies between us and forgiveness. Mark 11:25 says, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. No, forgiveness is for you. Keep that in mind. So that the Lord can forgive you, or us, as it were. Matthew 6:9-15. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Glory to God. So the scripture goes on to say, if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins. Now, that's pretty powerful and something for us to consider. Oh, my goodness, something really. Numbers 14, verses 19 through 21. In accordance with your great love, forgive the sin of these people, just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now. Nevertheless, as surely as I live, and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth. Psalm 103 and 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Amen. Our topic is the heart of forgiveness. Forgiveness is translated from the Greek as the word aphesis, and it means to release from bondage or imprisonment. It also means to pardon or to remit a penalty. In preparation for the resurrection, week, I always go back through the scriptures and kind of take a fresh look at what the Lord has done for us and what he is saying. And, you know, every single time I go back to take that fresh look, I see something that I didn't see before, and I gain an understanding that I didn't have the previous time that I read these scriptures. And note that I read scriptures all the time. I'm always studying the word, always making preparation to deliver the word, and I always see something that I didn't see about myself and about the Lord and also about our enemy. And that's, you know, one thing I actually hope that we've already made clear is that we should always be striving to get to know who our Lord and Savior is. We should always be striving to get to know who we are as the servants of God Almighty. And we should always be striving to get to know who our enemy is so that we don't fall into the pitfalls that he has prepared for us. So if we know who we are, we know who God is, and we know who our enemy is, we can't fail because God is an awesome God. He's made us more than conquerors through him. Amen. So a little thing like somebody harming us, oh, that cannot be the thing that keeps us out of heaven. That cannot be the thing that keeps us out of the presence of God, not when the Lord himself has been through so much for us. And that's one of the things that we see when we review the scriptures and we look at them with fresh eyes and a fresh mind, again, in another resurrection season, and we look at the things that the Lord has done, and perhaps you even watch the movie, The Passion of the Christ, or maybe perhaps a different one that you may review during this season and throughout the year, where we see exactly what the Lord went through for our sake. Oh, my God, such passion and such intensity of love, all that so that he could forgive us, so that we would be forgiven, so that we would be loosed from our bondage, so that we would be pardoned from the penalty of death. He did all that for us. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. It is very sobering to read the word with an open heart, seeing the extent of the love that the Lord has for us and what he was willing to give so that we can be free from the bondage of sin, so that we can be free from death, hell, and the grave. He was spit upon. He was beaten with 39 stripes. He was lied on. He was ridiculed. He was betrayed. They put a crown of thorns on his head. And you know they didn't put it on gently. They mocked him. They scorned. They laughed at him. They made fun of him. They called him guilty when all the while he was completely innocent. And everything that he did was for the sake of those that were scoffing. Oh, my God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. All this was done so that we could be forgiven. Life brand new, a fresh start. Life and that more abundantly. Now, it's probably, wow, glory, hallelujah, none of us, it's probably true that none of us have suffered in the manner that the Lord has suffered. So we now must humble ourselves before our example, who is the heart of forgiveness. Last week, we took a look at what forgiveness is not. Today, we'll delve into what forgiveness is. Number one, forgiveness is an awareness of the harm without holding anything against the harmer. It's letting go of that desire to see them punished. Jesus didn't want to see us punished. He wanted to see us free. Glory to God. Number two, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 and 5 says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. Love does not seek its own. It's not self-centered or egocentric, forgive me, and it keeps no record of wrong to be brought up later. Thus, it is the heart of forgiveness. The Lord loved us so much that he removes our sin as far as the east is to the west and does not bring them forward again. Number three, forgiveness is refusing to punish. All sin is worthy of death, and yet God forgives. If we ask him for forgiveness, he forgives. Verse 4, forgiveness is not telling everyone what they did so that their reputation is ruined, but it is a release from guilt. Number 5, forgiveness is merciful. The word says, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Number six. Forgiveness is graciousness. Number seven, forgiveness is a genuine heart experience. Matthew 12 and 34 says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you find yourself gossiping about the person with whom you have an issue to everyone you meet, your heart is sick, and you must release it and be healed as you forgive. Number eight, forgiveness is the absence of bitterness. Number nine, forgiveness is also forgiving God. I know you think it's funny that I said that, but some of us are angry that certain things have happened to us in our lives. And we're wondering why God didn't stop it or why he allowed it to happen in the first place. And we actually blame God, although we would never say it because many of us have been raised to respect the Lord, and we would never say that we're angry with God. We would never say we had an ought with God, never. And yet, some of us do. Release it and live. Number 10, forgiveness is forgiving ourselves. We know God has forgiven us, but have we forgiven ourselves? This is a good time to reflect on everything that has held us back. Many times it is that we haven't forgiven ourselves. I pray that the Holy Spirit release every soul listening to this program right now in the name of Jesus from every spirit of resentment, every spirit of bitterness, every spirit of guilt, fear, and pain. There is a breakthrough within your grasp. In the name of Jesus, We speak it, and it is so. Release it. Release your pain. Release that bitterness. Release the resentment. Release the negative thoughts. Release it right now. In the name of Jesus, release it and be healed. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Remember, we cannot be forgiven unless we forgive. That is the condition to our forgiveness. Hallelujah. God will forgive us. God has forgiven us. Now you forgive your brother. Forgive your sister. Even if it was intentional, forgive them. Forgiveness is not for you. Forgiveness actually is a very selfish thing. You're forgiven for your sake so that you will be saved, so that you will see God in peace, so that your prayers are not hindered, so that when you pray and lift up your brother and your sister that hurt you, so that God will bless them and make them whole. And guess what? In so doing, you will be blessed and you will be made whole. Thank you so much for being with me again and on our program, The Heart of Forgiveness. Amen. God bless you for tuning in to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth. Be blessed. Be whole. Glory to God and be amazing.